Thanks for joining us on Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. The Montessori Borealis School has found that learning to run a business is one way to learn real-life skills and important lessons about how the economy works. And in the process, they raise money to pay for a class trip, so an all-around win-win for the students. While we're talking, check out their website, junogrown.org, and check out their teas, coffees, and other products. Joining us now, we have two students that run Juno Grown, Elias Shane and Keone Randolph from the Adolescent Montessori Program, as well as Leah Skaggs, who works with the students as a microeconomy augmenter. So welcome, everybody, and thanks for being here today. So let's just start with you, Elias. What are you fundraising for?
We're fundraising for a class trip that we do every fall and spring called Odyssey. And so sometimes we go to like the Methodist camp up the road, or, if we raise enough money, we sometimes go to Haines or Skagway.
That's great. And Keone, what does your class business do?
We primarily sell Sentinel coffee and tea. Sentinel coffee is fair trade, organic, and is roasted here in Juneau. The owner of Sentinel Coffee, Dave Thomas, makes sure that everything is produced and delivered emissions free. You can order Sentinel Coffee and tea on our website at junogrown.org.
Emissions free. That's awesome. Elias, back to you. What can you tell me about your products apart from Sentinel Coffee?
We have a variety of products that we sell on our website. During the last few weeks, we have been producing our own blend of tea, which is primarily a mix of hand-picked rosehips, mint, and raspberry leaves.
Oh, wow.
It's called the Roseberry Tea Mix. Wow. We're selling it at Publix.
Oh, that's great. You gather the ingredients yourself. Do you dry them out or something like that too?
Yeah, we grew the mint in our garden at school here.
That's so neat. Can you tell me more about your website, Keone?
Our website is junogrown.org. You can buy coffee and tea, and it can be delivered straight to your door. And it's free as long as you have a physical address in Juno. We're also starting to sell Golden Goats merch. That's our school mascot. On our website, we sometimes post trips that we've taken to and have little like stories about what we're doing.
And you'll be at Public Market. Tell me what you're going to be doing there, Elias.
Our class is going to be at Public Market, and we are going to be selling peppermint bark, Sentinel coffee, and our roseberry mint tea that we made ourselves.
And where will the booth... Go ahead. Go ahead.
We also have been working on making some beeswax candles.
Oh, that's cool. That's really cool. Do you guys have fun making all that stuff?
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah, it is really fun.
And do you like the products? Do you use them yourself? Do you drink the tea and use the candles?
Good.
Say that again.
The tea is really good.
Okay. So where will your class booth be at Public Market?
Our class booth will be located in Sentinel Hall, but tucked on the outsides of the halls near the back exit that leads out to Egan Drive.
Okay, so not inside the hall itself, but more like in the lobby, Centennial Hall lobby.
Yeah, yes. The main lobby.
Well, how else can people support your class business? Say we can't make it to Public Market.
Well, we have our website, so you can go there and buy coffee and tea. And you can also make donations that can really help on our trip every fall and spring.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you so much, Elias and Keone. That's great information. I didn't know any of that about your class there at the Montessori School. Leah, I wanted to ask you a couple questions, too. First of all, what is your title's a microeconomy augmenter. What is that? What does that mean?
Yes, it's kind of a fun term as more like a support staff or a guide. So the program is entirely student-led. Whatever they choose to create and sell is up to them. And my job is to just try and facilitate those actions.
So how did they come up with the idea of the coffee and the tea and the candles?
That is a great question. I know the coffee and tea sales through Sentinel has been, what, Keone, has it been like a year or two that you've done that?
Yeah.
That was set up in the past, previous to my participation in this program. And then the candles was one that one of our students this year decided that they really wanted to bring that into the classroom. I believe they've made them in the past at home and thought that it could be a really great moneymaker and fun activity for them to do together.
And who came up with the blend of tea that you all make?
That was definitely a class kind of collaboration project. The rose hips came into season right when school was starting. And so there was all these rose hips in the community, specifically around the school, actually. And so we had groups going out a couple times a week, picking rose hips in the wind and the rain, and even got some donations from different families in the Montessori community. And then the mint was, as Elias mentioned, it was already here on campus in the gardens. And so that was also good timing with the seasons being the time to harvest that. And then the raspberry leaves comes from Gustavus, I believe. It's actually with partnership with Sentinel Coffee. They source all of their tea products when possible locally. And so we were able to add another local flavor to our blend just to add a little bit of dimension to the flavor.
Well, I'll have to try it. I've never had that before, and I am a big tea drinker, so that sounds really good. Well, are you pretty proud of your class for all that they've accomplished this year so far?
Definitely proud. You know, it's been a busy fall semester, and we've been making things pretty much since August started, so it's been great.
And what is the fundraising goal that you have to be able to take them on the trip?
Well, that's up to the students. They don't have a money goal specifically, like a number, but they have the goal to travel out of Juneau if possible, potentially even out of state. So we'll see how far we go this year.
That's great. And is there any, it sounds like there's no particular destination in mind, but is there something that everybody wants to do together as a class?
Yes, I think getting out of Juneau definitely sounds appealing when you can go as far as Seattle or something like that, or Anchorage. I think in the past, there's been a lot of ferry trips, and there's always a bit of community playtime and community give back as a part of the Odyssey trip as well, so that they can grow and bond and continue to develop projects in our lovely community of Juneau.
Well, thanks, everybody, so much for talking to me today. It's been great to get to know you all and hear about what you do. And I wish you the best of luck at Public Market. That's the day after Thanksgiving in Centennial Hall. I hope you raise all the money that you need and get to go wherever you want to go.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you very much for having us.
You're very welcome. Thanks for being here today, you guys.